tell you, folks, this place, this is no ordinary ham fest. This is a pilgrimage, a gathering of the tribe. A sacred weekend where the smell of fried dough, wet coax, and decades of personal hygiene neglect merge into a single, thick, oily fog of nostalgia and the establishment of the much-coveted roast beef layer modes of propagation. I'm here among my people, the hams, the hackers, the hoarders, the spectrum occupiers, and I don't mean frequency spectrum, if you catch my drift. There are some really obsessive types out there, every one of them dragging behind a cart full of beef kit corpses and unidentifiable power supplies, all with their original capacity. So tune in, hold your nose, and grab a sausage with buns that have seen more sun cycles than your rig, because tonight we're going mobile and at QRO level. I've said it before, but nothing, and I mean nothing, prepares you for this near-death month. I stepped out of the car this morning, and it hit me like a sack of bricks in my fucking face. It's not B.O., not exactly. It's more like the distilled essence of ham radio itself. Fermented under canvas tent since the Eisenhower administration, and slowly roasted by poorly shielded coax. Everywhere I turn, a new note in the olfactory symphony. Part soldier smoke, part half-eaten sandwich, part man who hasn't seen a shower since the last solar minimum. You don't so much breathe the air here as apply bandpass filters to it. You can actually taste the high SWR if you know what you're fucking doing. And look, I'm not throwing stones from a glass shack here. I'm a rose garden. I've been in the desert long enough that even a coyote would ask me to breathe myself. But folks, when the humidity hits 90% and the air smells like fallen grease and despair, you start to wonder if this hobby is not really about constructing new forms of biological weapons. Right now, there's a guy in front of me arguing about how only idiots use vertical antennas while wiping the CGA on an unlocked fan. The rank odor of the junk is more sour than a 14-year-old boy who's yet to discover deodorant. We like to fancy ourselves as saviors if the shit went down and the lights went out. But, really, most of us are just a crime against humanity. Now I'll be back with more right after this musical interlude, so sit back, relax, stroke one out, but stay tuned, folks.
Thank you. the room below.
I hate country music. There, I said it. There ain't nothing wrong with the radio, but there is something very, very wrong with the legs of your standard ham these days. I mean, some people out there take the pedestrian mobile thing way too seriously. What do I mean? Well, you ever seen the chariot races of ancient Rome? Now, picture that, but replace the horses with mobility scooters and the gladiators with 300-pound men wearing I Void Warranty t-shirts. That's near-fest traffic. That's near-fest pedestrian mobile traffic. They move in herds, packs. A mighty roar of reverse beats and groaning suspension springs. Every aisle's a potential battlefield. I've nearly been rear-ended three times, and one of them was by a guy trying to photograph my call sign off my badge. Yeah, take a second look, shithead. W1, go fuck yourself. They've got trailers hitched to the back, loaded with boat anchors, dragging old Kenwoods and Collins rigs like sacred relics. I saw one guy towing an entire tower section, not all the sections, just one section. Looked like a knight returning from war, and heaven help you if you're in their way. You'll get a polite break, break, break right before they take out your ankle. I think next year Nearfest needs a scooter net. 147.275 megahertz. How well checks to Sky Allison. These aren't gentle senior transports. They're 24-volt war machines. One guy's mounted a 102-inch whip to his rear basket. Says he gets better SWR when he leans left on corners. Another's towing a cart of PSK-31 software diskettes and sending a call sign and Morse code via the turn signal relay. If Revelations had a chapter for Hamfest, the four horsemen would arrive on scooters with giant batteries, each clutching a Dunkin' iced coffee, and a dream of what could have been if they only weren't dropped from the football team back in high school.
I heard you were more violent back in 52.
Thank you.
Massachusetts convention out there. It's so, gentlemen, it's time to do a little review of things so far here at Gearfest. And I tell you now, it's going to be brutal. So here is ArtFest's general assessment of gear and atmosphere. Or my Gogos review. I saw by a vendor claiming to sell rare computing artifacts. Said this was a Bayes 286 running Windows 3.1, price tag $500 firm. When I asked what justified it, he said, "Son, this machine still connects to computer." I booted it up, and it built in 1200 baud modem, immediately tried connecting to a modem bank that has been replaced by an Amazon AWS data center. For a moment, I heard the ghost of IRC chat room 10 whispering AFL. He offered to throw in a free mouse at hard time to use and a coupon for 10 free hours of AOL. Well, I told him I'd passed. I already spent 10 hours a day listening to static on the 40-meter band. Here's what he suggested. It was a real-time machine. No shit, Sherlock. If this thing could whisk me back to 1989 and give me my waistline back, then it might then be worth $500. Now, what cost does you call it that? The Hamfest menu reads like a dance. Mystery burger, $12.99, includes buyer remorse. Now, buyer's remorse is something we don't need any extra of at this place. The buns disintegrate faster than an MFJ connector. The chili could be used to etch PCB. I ordered a hot dog and got something that looked like boiled shit covered in red electrical tape. And yet, we line up. Because nothing pairs with dehydration and RF exposure quite like lukewarm meat and a paper cup of cola that tastes suspiciously like boulder blocks. I suspect the fried eggs are from those bogus modern chickens that lay spherical eggs too. I have not seen one properly papered egg up here in New Hampshire. You're talking eggs are too round as well. Live free or die because the eggs are too round. Should be the motto around here. Honestly, how hard is it to get some decent grub into this venue? So there you have it. My dog review of Nearfest 2025 comes in at a solid F. The real estate too might actually be for real shit, but this is a hand test. This seems pretty on point. been receiving some messages over ATRS while we're here, so I figured I'd share some of these thoughts. We have a message from Bill, K4, I'm going to repeat. Bill writes, "Hey Art, Smokey Bill here. I just used my diamond vertical for rotisserie, and let me tell you, my fortune is got game. The trick is to actually use the bone as a radio. You see, proof that smoke needs to bridge the political and cultural divide we have in ham radio. Liberals and conservatives all agree on the holiday of food, and I have no sound effects from a rabbi and a bullet that pork this burnt is both kosher and halal. Okay, let me put you DAS. Message number two comes from Frank. W1. Seriously, I thought you were dead. Frank. I'm selling an ICOM RS75 receiver for $4,000. Buyers can find me next to the 20-meter Yankee that's 2 feet off the ground. Frank, at that price, you need to do an RF exposure assessment on that Yagi. It seems like it's been pointed at your head. Okay, I'll see to message number three. From Mark B, K6MCA. Mark writes, "Hi Art, I just wanted to let everyone know I'm operating a fully automated station powered by blockchain AI. It curates contacts based on engagement metrics and emotional resonance. It pushes targeted ads to other apps. MidQFO. Isn't that great? I'm also developing the Metaverse Cam Chat, where operators can buy virtual coax for real money. We promise our transmissions will always be at least 49% or lower spot. Unless that's good for you. For fuck's sake, Zuckerberg, is nothing sacred? The one thing I love about the antique radio hobby is it is a fence against this modern-day AI and social media flop. Look, if you come anywhere near a ham fest, I'm pointing that 20-meter Yagi right at your fucking groin. Okay, that's it for today's show. As always, you can hear me on the 43-meter band whenever I get my shit together and make the show. So, until the next ham fest, for the love of God, take a shower and wash your fucking face. Consider actually walking down to the fucking dumpster now. So, your inability to make it will make you shut the hell. And finally remember to keep a beard. 43 meters.